بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت ابو معاویہ الاسود رحمۃ اللہ علیہ پتھر تراشنے کا کام کر کے روٹی کاتے تھے. حضرت ابو معاویہ الاسود سامنت اولیاء used to earn his living by crushing stone in the quarry. No, in those days they would by hand they would crush the stones. This is the way in which he earned his living, break stones and sell them. جب عمر رسیدہ ہو گئے تو لوگوں نے آپ سے کہا آپ بوڑھے اور کام کے ناقابل ہو گئے ہیں. When he was of age, an old man, and he continued with this trade, physically crushing, breaking stones and selling. The people said, Hazrat, you are now old. You are not fit for this type of work. Then he replied, آپ نے فرمایا بخدا میرے نزدیک پتھر تراش کر روٹی کھانا لوگ کے ثواب سے زیادہ آسان اور اچھا ہے. So then took an oath. He said, Allah, take an oath that for me it is better to break stone, crush stones and earn my living than to ask for, than to ask or beg from people. This is an honorable way in which I am earning my living. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, dignity of labor. He said about asking, it's as-sawal dhillam, to ask, it is disgraceful. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَن يُذِلَّ نَفْسَهُ. And it's not permissible, not valid and proper for a mu'min to bring disgrace upon himself by asking. So he says, it is better. I struggle and I work hard and earn my living than to depend on people, on the gifts, and ask them. Ruling the masla as far as begging is concerned, if someone has food for the day, it's not permissible for him to beg. And it's not permissible to give a person who begs. If you are aware that this person has now formed the habit of just asking, he's capable of working, and yet he begs, doesn't want to work. And many such people you find them are professional beggars. So it's not permissible to give such people. Once, as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while he was cleaning his camel, a beggar came and a beggar asked for something, some food. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu glanced at his bag and he saw he had a quantity of flour he had in his bag. So as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ignored him. Then the second time again he asked. Again as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ignored him. When the third time he asked, then Hazrat Umar grabbed his bag and the wheat that was in there, he threw it in front of the camel and the camel ate it up. So Hazrat Umar gave you his bag back. Now you go, you now are a beggar. You are, there's justification for you to beg now, you've got nothing. Now you go, as long as you have something, you must not beg. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have no food at home, nothing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, have you got anything extra, what have you got there at home? Anything, bring it to me. So he went and he brought one utensil, a dish, or mug, whatever it was, one utensil he brought. Then the group of sahaba were there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam auctioned it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sold it for 2 dirhams. Two silver coins, say for 2 rands, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam auctioned it and sold it. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the 2 dirhams and gave him 1 dirham, said, with this 1 dirham, go and buy food for your family. And with the other dirham, you go and buy an axe and bring the axe to me. So that's what he went. He took the 2 dirhams, with the 1 dirham he bought food, and with the other dirham he bought an axe, and he brought it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallam made dua for him, and made dua for of barakat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you go with this axe, go to the outskirts and cut wood. Cut wood and sell it, and derive your living. in this manner, don't come or go around asking. That's what he did. He went and he cut wood and he quickly sold the wood. And then with the money, he had now extra money. He went again and he cut wood. In this manner, in a short while, he became a timber merchant. So there's barakat, I think, in striving and working hard. But people, there are some people, I say, they have formed the habit. They are just plain lazy and they don't want to work and they ask. They beg and they borrow. So it's not permissible to get such people. Yes, it's different if you, it's a stranger, you don't know the person. It's a stranger and maybe standard. Then you have to investigate to the best of your ability and then use your discretion and give him, turn him also away. If you don't know, at least give him something, because the Bishra did say that also. Hajjatullahi lil-mu'min wukufu sa'il ala babihi, that it is a gift of Allah Ta'ala for the mu'min, that the sa'il, the one who is in need, the beggar comes to your door, that's also a gift from Allah Ta'ala. So they are genuine people, they are unable to find work, unable to find work, and they require assistance. There are many such people, so it is the duty of the Muslims, of the community, to investigate such cases. Investigate such cases, and where there is a real need, then they have to be assisted. For that reason Allah Ta'ala has instituted the Amal of Zakat, is the end. Sadaqat and Sadaqah and Dillah, etc. It's for such cases. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.